Thank you very much, and special thanks to the interpreters. I just would like to highlight first and foremost the incredible generosity and solidarity that is being demonstrated day in and day out, and that is being also reflected in the panel here. I think there's a lot of countries, and I would like to here refer to my colleague from the World Bank, that can still continue to learn from what we are witnessing in your region. At the same time, I would like to highlight four priorities that we are witnessing on the ground. First, access to nationality remains a key priority for children, and I think here the Colombian example that is now providing a solution for 29,000 children to not end up stateless is a model to be replicated across the region. Access to services is the other key priority. It's education, it's health, it's vaccines. Many examples have been mentioned. But at the same time, there are still too many children out of school. Overall, 60% of Venezuelan children currently in Ecuador or Peru face practical barriers, whether these are financial or information or other barriers, and do not yet go to school. So greater effort is needed to help this. Third, access to territory. We urge member states and everyone represented here to continue keeping borders open. Any type of visa or other extra layers will make it harder and harder for families and children to actually reach safety and protection. And fourth, we need to really pull together all our efforts and contain xenophobia. There is an incredible solidarity, but we cannot collectively take that for granted. So this is my last plea to all of us in the room here. Let's make sure that the next donor conference is a major success. We owe it to the children, we owe it to the governments, we owe it to the host communities, because this is the flip side of maintaining solidarity and xenophobia. And the last point just to highlight, there's an incredibly powerful regional protocol being proposed that could be adopted at Quito 4, so we will look forward to this becoming a reality, specifically on the protection of children. Thank you.